was really anticlimactic because I wanted that to be crunchy. It was not, because it's a cherry. This is our first mukbang.
I don't know what that is.
So Autumn had to tell us what that was. Oh, first of all, welcome to another episode of...
P&B Unplugged.
Nice, nice, nice.
I almost said plugged un.
Plugged un. So Autumn, tell us what you got here and what we're doing tonight.
So this is just leftover cheese from my birthday party that you guys weren't invited to. I got a big, giant, like, 2-pound block of Kerrygold cheese from Sam's and this big, giant block of Gouda cheese from Sam's.
Oh, man.
And I'm not complaining about it, but I did have quite a bit left over, so I just brought it so it wouldn't go bad. Dang. And, yeah.
This stuff is...
And I'm rejoicing.
That Kerrygold... Yeah. That
and I've
monster.
Got some cherries over here, some regular old cherries, because they looked... I bought these today at Aldi.
They're sweet. They're really,
really
good.
And some pistachios. And also have some hot honey. Mm. Mike's hot honey, extra hot.
Josh, nice. We went, the first time I tried the, say that again, Kerrygold.
Dubliner cheese.
Dubliner cheese.
It's a little funky.
First, yes it is, in the best
you
way.
Like it?
Yeah, I really do. So this Jacob is the cheese it in that mustard, she's talking
like,
about.
Yeah.
And
that's how I do
some,
it.
She's got some kind of mustard
it's
over here,
garlic
too.
Garlic aioli mustard.
And this is really good.
Trader Joe's.
Say the
baby.
Name one more time.
Garlic aioli mustard?
No.
Kerrygold.
Kerrygold.
Which is the brand.
Uh-huh.
Dubliner
cheese.
It's like an aged cheddar, I think.
Can I just be honest with you? I am not very versed in my cheeses.
I am.
Because, I wasn't either.
Because when I was growing up.
Kraft, baby.
It's exactly right.
Or
that's all there was.
That was all it was. Kraft singles. That's all we had.
My dad was like, I brought home a pack of Velveeta one time. He's like, what's that?
Can you even think about the last time I bought a Kraft single?
No.
I just can't do it.
Well, that Dubliner cheese, the first time we had it was, how long ago did we do the string session, Jacobo, for this last project?
Oh, like a year ago.
Oh, yeah, at least.
First time I'd ever tried it. Josh Roberts and I, you've probably heard us talk about him in other videos. He's our friend. He went with us on that trip. First trip he'd ever had in the RV. Stayed overnight with us. And we, while they were doing the strings, the guy says, hey, there's a cheese tray in that room.
And we said, say less.
Josh and I roll in there and we're like, throwing it down. And he's like, and he kept saying, oh, this is the best cheese I've ever had.
Sounds just like him.
And I said, yeah, me too.
You like pistachios?
Yeah, I do, actually.
We have, I'm sorry, in advance, Carmen.
What?
Olivia is a pistachio fan.
She ate like a whole bag of them in my house.
I said, I can get you a bag of them. No, don't do that. I'll eat the whole bag, she said.
They're good.
I said, well, and she loves those little talkies that I get you from Trader Joe's. And I said, babe, when I go back to Trader Joe's, I'll get you some. She said, yeah. She said, that's fine. You don't have to. She said, my dad's going to eat all of them anyway. Mm-hmm. I was like, he probably like got a handful out of there. And she's like, why are you eating my chips?
You bought them for me, didn't you?
Yes, I did. But it came into the house. So obviously.
It's Olivia's. It's
So what are we talking about today?
Okay. You might have to explain. I got you.
So we were talking about today, we're going to share with you 5 items that we always take with us on every trip, no matter what.
And if we forget it, we're not going to go buy it.
It's not good.
We're going to have to stop and go get it. Absolutely.
Not everything on my list. All right,
Carmen, you need to go first.
The one person who didn't make their list.
It's okay.
I didn't make one either. I just know what I'm going
to. I have my list written out. You want me to go first?
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
No, it's fine. Go ahead.
No, you go first because it may trigger things.
These are in order from least important to most important for me.
I ain't ordering
them. We'll do them one at a time.
Yeah. So my number 5 is my Kindle. Mm. Oh, I bring it everywhere. It's actually on the charge right now at home, but so I didn't bring it here. But usually it's in my bag. I bring it because even if there's like no Wi-Fi, which happens a lot, we go to churches mm-hmm. in the middle of fields. And even if you don't have internet or anything else to do, everybody's asleep, you're mad. You can crack that. Well, you can't crack it open because you can't. It's not like a book. But I can. I can gingerly open the case lid, cover, and read my book. And I even have. I have a set of these in the RV and a set by my bed at home. I have this clicker thing that it like clips onto the side of the Kindle, and I have a remote that Bluetooths to it. And so I can get in the front seat of the RV and I can put my little Kindle up on a stand, get under a blanket and click my button and it turns the page for me.
First world problem.
It's really awesome.
That is high tech redneck.
Honestly,
right there.
Though.
At home? Oh, go ahead.
As much as we're on the road, though, I mean,
I love it.
You really do kind of come up with a good set. That is a pretty cool setup.
One more thing, and I'll shut up about this. Y'all ever seen WALL-E?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You know the part where they're looking like it's like in the future, and those two big fat guys are sitting in the chair, mm-hmm. and the things like their screens are in front of them? I have one of those. But I only use it for my Kindle. It's on my nightstand, it's hooked to my nightstand, and it's like a big gooseneck. And I have it tilted at like an angle like this. So when I'm laying on my side, I have my remote underneath the covers and I read it because it's backlit now. I read it in my bed and I'm laying flat like this and I don't have to turn the page. I don't do anything. And it has a sleep timer. So if I fall asleep, it just keeps my spot.
That's
and
beautiful,
it goes off.
Babe. That's beautiful.
Wow.
So yeah, wow. Bring that everywhere with me.
I'm crying. Wow. I'm crying.
Go ahead, Caleb. I mean, Carmen.
You know your name, Carmen.
I'm going to say so. I always bring peanut butter on the road.
Amen, sister.
Amen.
That's
a good
my
one, Carmen.
Tell them about your breakfast.
I don't know.
You want
when
me to tell you what it is?
Or why I got into this habit. Sure. Tell them what I eat for breakfast.
Every morning?
Every day.
Every time I wake up, because we sleep up in the front, which is the kitchen is what separates our bedroom from your house.
Notice the air quotes.
So. But I get up, Carmen always peels an apple, Honeycrisp, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. Well, right now it's Cosmic Crisp. But
Cosmic Crisp.
They're superior anyway.
Something crisp apple. And she throws away the peelings. If I don't get up in time to say, Carmen, I'll eat those peelings. And then she has two waffles with peanut butter.
Mm-hmm. Like a sandwich.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. A waffle sandwich.
It's beautiful, Carmen. There's nothing wrong with
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with it.
So it does last. Like I don't get hungry.
You got to have a good breakfast.
I could do better with the waffles. I need to make my own protein waffles. That's what I want to do. They're Kodiak.
I did that for a while. Yeah.
Did you? You like the Kodiak brand?
Aldi has them.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, good to know.
It's not bad.
All right.
Next. All right,
so Carmen brings peanut butter. Autumn brings her Kindle. Caleb brings his
stuff. I'm kidding. No, I always, it's just weird how my brain works, but I always bring a, like, this is so stupid, a change of clothes.
Well, I would hope so.
That I can work in. Specifically, oh, I have a pair of blue jeans. I was wearing them today. They were soaking wet. I don't know if it stormed for everybody else, but it was storming here.
It really was, yeah.
And so they were soaking wet.
I had to keep checking if our basement was flooding. It wasn't. As before, though.
Praise the Lord.
There are two specific shirts. One of two I always pack for every trip. One is blue with a stain on the right belly part of it, around the bottom of the belly. There are different areas of my stuff. So. And then the other one is like guitar chords that spells out Austin, Texas.
Okay.
They have holes. They look like they've been shot with BB guns, but I don't know. It's my go-to. I pack it every trip. Just in case something happens with the RV or...
Something breaks down, you got to change a tire.
I know I can throw that on without messing up my good jeans.
That makes sense. Yeah. That makes so a lot of sense.
That is actually. Yeah, I bring it every trip.
Well, this is going to sound like a typical musician, but I always make sure that I have my headphones. Like my over-the-ear, I look like... an Eskimo headphones. The sound quality in those headphones is just superior to anything else that I've ever used, and I love them. In fact, Carmen bought them for me for, I don't know, it was a holiday, Christmas, my birthday, which is not a holiday, but, you know, it is for me. Christmas or Father's Day or something. And she bought them for me, over-the-ear headphones, Bluetooth, and I love them. And then my friend was selling some
AirPods.
Apple AirPods, mm-hmm. and I bought those.
I keep them in my bag, too.
Yeah, me too.
Not as good.
I have those, and the sound quality is actually pretty good in them. But, bro, mine constantly want to disconnect from
mine
my phone.
Mine do, too, and I hate it.
It drives me insane. And so I just like these over-the-ear headphones, and you can, like, I may look like an idiot,
well,
but they sound incredible.
I was going to say, for me, with or without my headphones, those Apple AirPods, I want to share this. The reason
I bought them, but I think they're stolen.
Well, and I have the same set, and I'll tell you why I stopped using, because while we were doing the Bible recap, mm-hmm. He'd be getting through the chapter, and all of a sudden, it'd be like, and he's singing, say it's John 3:16, he's reading through it, whatever. For God so loved the world, and whosoever, give me a minute. And I'm like,
it drives me nuts.
And I'm sitting there reading it myself, but it's still, I was like, where is the voice?
Do you guys have problems with Bluetooth headphones, specifically Apple AirPods? Put it in the comments below and validate my anger, because it is frustrating to me.
I don't even have an iPhone, and I don't have trouble with them.
Really?
I wore them today in
Sam's
Club.
I'm telling you, man, we have old phones. That's.
It's not. I don't know what it is. It just. Yeah. Maybe I just have. Maybe. Well, I'm gonna have to admit something to tell that. I have my body produces an overabundance of earwax, and so maybe
go ahead and share your heart, brother. Let me get the guitar.
Pray for me, my rim's hot. Maybe
inside joke.
Maybe it was like wanting to slip out or something, because the
it wouldn't like stay. Yeah, because those are the ones that like have
the detection
of the keep them in your ears. Yeah.
Yeah.
Drives me nuts.
Hey, before we go into the second round. What, Carmen?
Nothing. Go ahead.
What's everybody drinking?
I'm drinking ice water out of my Arctic water bottle.
I'm drinking coconut water, no pulp.
Ugh.
It's also room temperature because I let it sit here for too long.
It's disgusting.
Carmen? I'm drinking water.
And a girl.
Caleb,
it's
what
so
are you drinking?
Good. You're crazy.
Today on Splurge, we get paid, so I had $2. And
spent all of, what, $3 at Dunkin' Donuts?
But Autumn got me an unsweet tea. What? Add blueberry. And that's how you get it done, brother. And then when I got here, I borrowed your all's 2 or 3 year old stevia.
It said it expired in 2022.
I mean, it tasted
it's
fine.
It's probably fine. Is it my turn again?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, number four, I might need to give a little explanation for. Maybe not to you all, but for the viewers at home.
At home.
At home. I take, every time I get in, oh my gosh, I'm stuttering. I'm not even nervous. It's because I had caffeine today, a lot of it.
Yeah.
Anyway, anytime I'm packing, I make sure that I have digestive enzyme pills because
why?
I have gallstones.
Oh.
And it really helps my stomach, like, digest food a
it
whole
does.
Lot better.
I agree.
And so I like to take them because otherwise there's some trouble in Uh-oh. Paradise. Also known as my
Autumn
GI tract.
The bathroom in 4 days.
Or it's either I go to the bathroom once a week or once every 5 minutes. And those really do help with that. So I never leave home without them. I have them right behind me, actually. If you want to see them.
I keep thinking the not so Rolling Stones.
Sometimes it's rolling, man.
Okay, so I take I have this bag that I keep with me all the time, but it's not a purse because I don't like purses. And it's not a purse, but it's just a big old bag. But only if we go on a trip somewhere. And I take a crossword book.
Oh, a crossword puzzle.
Yeah.
Okay. All
right. Right on.
Because, again, with the signal thing, you may not have signal to like you. Hello?
It's true.
Sorry, I just got a text message. It's not important.
That's all right.
There you go.
So a crossword puzzle. All right, go ahead, Caleb. Mm-hmm.
Well, I have.
Who cares?
I typically, this is another thing, and I know you would think, well, this falls under your clothing. No, it does not. I have a problem. I have a lot of hats. Well, I had to clear off my hook this last weekend. I'm sorry. I got handed a giant stack. I was like, I don't even realize I bring them on there, but it's something in my brain. I just think, even if they say the whole weekend, the sun has disappeared, I'm going to bring a hat because my head
We're
gets
still
burnt.
Going to sing, but the sun has disappeared.
Yeah. My head is, it gets burnt so fast. I'm so paranoid of like, I've always got a hat with me. That's not just on the road. That's wherever I go. I've got two in your van right now.
I had never, for the longest time, my dad's bald like both of us are.
Yep. It's a beautiful haircut, by the way.
Except in church. I had never seen him without a hat on.
You really kind of learned to do that.
Except in church.
That's kind of like, that's still true, I feel like.
Yeah. I mean, he wears a hat everywhere he goes. When he goes into the house at like night and he's just kind of sitting back and relaxing, a lot of times he won't have a hat on.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you have your good hat and work hats?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I do too. I got one that's sweaty and nasty, and then the other one's like, oh, I'm going out to do something but not.
Like a salt ring in the front of it.
Yeah, but I very sweat. Yeah. I very rarely wear a hat like just out.
I love hats.
No, but I do wear a hat when I'm working. Do you remember that hat? Kind of at the very beginning of our ministry when Phillips and Banks was kind of starting, Caleb and I ran a mowing business.
Oh, yeah.
And Caleb would come with me and help weed eat and that sort of thing. And we worked our tails off, didn't
we did.
And we wore these like big
wide brim
farmer hats. Yeah. And I'm telling you what, man, that
Caleb
saved my life.
I still mow with one. This one has the
flap on
the neck flap.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah,
that saved my life more than once.
Absolutely.
Hey, skin cancer is real for real.
It is.
You don't
Let
want
me show
that.
You. I'm kidding.
Here, I got one right here. Okay.
Who's
All
next?
Right.
Is it you?
Yeah, it's me. So
I cannot stop eating these pistachios.
I can't stop
can
eating that
cheese. Can somebody hand me something Gouda out of that tray?
I sure can. Smoked. Would you like a cracker?
Yeah, please.
Here's something else really important to me on the road is this water bottle.
That's my next one, too.
And I'll tell you why it's so important to me is because we don't have, like, an ice maker on the RV. And so Carmen, a lot of times, will bring like a Ziploc bag full of ice and put it in our freezer, and it'll keep for most of the weekend. But I hate to constantly be taking ice from, you know, everybody, and I love ice water.
Amen.
So I fill this up before we leave, and it usually lasts for at least 2 days, like the ice in it lasts for at least 2 days. And so I feel like that's really, really good. And so I want this water bottle wherever I go. This was also a gift from my loving wife Carmen. So the first two things on my list have been gifts from you. So thank you,
true love.
And this is actually monogrammed. It says JSP, and if you know me really well, you'll know that I use my initials quite a bit. So
JSP. And the shape of the thing. Turn around here,
Superman.
Yeah, it kind of looks like what a Superman logo would be.
Yeah, but I'm not a Superman.
No, but Liz, short story, real short. When we were dating, when we were in high school, I was in a play, and the guy who was the lead in the play dropped out of the play a month before the show was supposed to open, and he was drafted into being a chorus member and then drafted into this role with a couple of lines. And then he passed the lead on his way out. Like, he was like, good luck, buddy.
That's all he said to me as he passed me. He was walking out of the theater. I was walking into the theater. And he looked at me and goes, good luck.
So he said that because we were like, who can fill this role? He just quit. And I was like.
And then I walked through the door.
Jacob. And
like,
so
that's
we
all
called,
we've got, Jacob.
I hate you.
So we called him Superman, and I made him a shirt with a felt Superman logo on it.
I was like 15. I looked like a child.
It had. I made that. And then I had a shirt that said,
"Way to go,
Lois Lane." On the
yes, you did. You know what? I every time you all tell this story, I see this transpiring, and Jacob said, "Man, I really don't want to do this." You know, I'm blah blah blah. And then he's reading down through the script. It says, and then he kisses Carmen. He's like, "You know what? I was born for this role."
All right, Caleb.
Wasn't that your first kiss?
It's my turn. It's ouch.
Carmen was my first kiss.
No, I mean in the show.
On the stage in front of the rest of the cast,
I meant with Carmen, not your first
and
kiss
buddy,
ever.
And, buddy, she knew it was kind of awkward.
I thought you were going to say, and buddy, we, she laid it
she
on
she did. That's what I was getting ready to say. Like,
girl, Carmen.
She knew. We were practicing that scene where we had to kiss. The whole cast was looking at us. They all knew that we liked each other. And so they're all sitting up there, and I was so nervous. I'd never kissed a girl before ever in my life, and I was so nervous, and I just thought, this is so awkward to do this in front of people the first time ever. And, buddy, she just grabbed me and laid one on me right there in the middle of rehearsal, and I was like...
Jacob said, "I don't think it looks right. Let's try that again."
Actually, at that point, I didn't care who was watching.
Keep on watching, boys. Let's do it again. Let's get it till we get it right.
All right, take two. All right, take 50. All right, go ahead, Autumn. Go ahead.
Mine is my water bottle, too, but not because I like ice water, just because I have an emotional attachment to my water bottle.
What do you mean?
Because, like, if I... like, if I have, I know, they're so good. I don't know. It's like, if I don't have it, I'm, like, stressed out.
Really?
Yeah. I bring it everywhere. I used to bring it to the grocery store with me.
Which is strange, because you can stress. I've never seen anybody.
Are you, like, afraid you're going to get dehydrated?
No, it just gives me something to do, like, to fidget with or do with my hands.
Okay.
And then it's helpful, too, because I'm constantly dehydrated, like, for real.
Yeah. That's what I was about to say. I've never seen anybody take a 32-ounce drink and stretch it over two or three days. I'm like,
you know, I was doing some Googling.
I got this an hour ago. It's almost.
I was doing some Googling about this cyst that I have on my kidney, which normally I don't advocate for Googling stuff because that'll just make you panic spiral.
I was dead 10 minutes ago.
Literally. I was Googling, and you know what? A cause of those cysts can be chronic dehydration.
Oh man.
And I was like, no, I did this to myself. Please. So, yeah, I think a lot of times it's just so I can have something to hold on to and look like I'm doing something.
Okay. I will say.
And then it makes me, you know, not so dehydrated.
You have been doing really good, especially like on this like health journey and stuff. You've been stepping it up. Like,
the problem is I don't feel like the thirst sensation hardly ever. And if I feel thirsty, it's
you're
too
already
late.
Dehydrated.
Yeah, it's way too late. So I don't ever feel thirsty until I'm about to like pass out.
You don't even sweat.
Mm-mm. Something's wrong. Like
I've
actually wrong with me.
I've never met anybody that doesn't. You know, that's wild to me. Autumn
Stephanie
cool
Mitchell
off.
Doesn't.
Yeah, that's why
sweat.
She had a heat stroke.
Well, with the first time we went on a hike, I kept noticing Autumn would like she'd take a sip or something and then she'd put a little bit on her.
Yeah, so it would cool me off.
And I was like, I thought, what is she doing wasting her water? She's like, I don't sweat. So
I will say this, your makeup stays really intact.
It does. I save a lot of money on makeup. It's,
outdoor concert.
You're doing a good job with it, though. Carmen,
thanks.
What's your number three?
Since we're on the water bottle, I just wrote that down, that I do always have a water bottle with me. And I don't feel like I can drink enough when we're on the road if I don't have it.
Yeah.
And guaranteed we're going to run out of water.
Oh, I guarantee you that I would not drink enough if I didn't have this water bottle, because we have so much food that we take on the road and put in the refrigerator that we can't fit a bunch of water bottles in there, you know, like regular plastic water bottles from the store. So
one of these days I'll put us in another fridge.
And I am not, I'm sorry, I love y'all, and I know that, you know, room temperature water is good for your voice, I'll drink hot water. But I am not going to drink it, like, room temperature just for enjoyment. Like,
if I didn't bring ice in my cup over the weekend, I would feel like I never got, I never would quench my thirst. Yeah. It feels like I keep drinking water, I'm still thirsty.
Yeah, the coldest I ever want it is just, like, you know how it's kind of cold coming out of your fridge? It's not cold.
And you still let it settle.
And I'll let it sit. Yeah.
Lord, no.
Not me, buddy.
My,
I want an ice.
Every time
cold.
Y'all come over, y'all are like, y'all got any water? I'm like, yeah, it's in there in the floor.
Right there in the floor next to the
it's
heater.
It's never cold.
Right next to the heater.
She was getting a little chilled. I had to warm it up a little bit. Now, my thing is, this is not my third item, but if I have my choice and we stop somewhere, I'm telling you, more people have started carrying the Milo's tea. And I just thank God for it, because that's my favorite thing in the world to drink is unsweet tea or like sugar-free tea, whatever.
Yeah, we know.
But what I have to bring on the trip, I was thinking about this on the way over here. Since we're talking about what we have to bring to drink is I always bring a Welch's juice. Mm-hmm. You know why, Jacob?
Because your sugar drops.
Yes, because the blood sugar. Which, since I've been on the insulin pump, I haven't had to use that one in the drawer as much.
Few and far between.
But that's sometimes delicious. It helps.
Yeah.
So I always bring it because it works better than just eating a pack of crackers or whatever. So
works quick.
My third item is a hoodie. Yeah.
And that should have been your number one, brother.
It doesn't matter if it's January or July.
He'll have it this weekend.
I will have a hoodie with me at all times, because Caleb and myself and Tip, our sound guy,
yep,
we all take turns driving. Mm-hmm. Well, Autumn is always the co-pilot. Always. She always sits up front because she pilots
our ship other than Jesus.
Now, I will say that for the last month, for whatever reason, she's trying really, really hard to
gaslight myself into not getting car sick.
So, but anyway, most of the time she sits up front. Well, she is hot constantly.
I'm hot right now.
So we'll be driving down the road in the middle of January, and she's got max
windows down,
max AC.
That is actually true.
The fan all the way up. And I mean, I've got like icicles hanging out of my nostrils.
My face is red. Like, it's not even that I'm even faking it. You can see that I'm hot.
Yeah, it's also annoying, but
I can't help it. It's annoying to me too.
Like, you get going down the road. Why are you slowing down? I'm sorry, I lost feeling in my
foot. Seriously, my leg. I mean, she's just like so hot natured, and
oh my gosh,
if she gets hot, then she starts to get sick.
That's the thing. It's not necessarily. I don't really care about being hot. I don't like to be hot, but
that's not true.
No, listen though. That for that reason, like if I'm just sitting up there and it's. It's because I get sick. That's
then
what
comes
it is.
Nausea. That is. What
I don't
want to
get
and
sick.
Here's the other thing, though. Nauseous. Jacob could be cold. It could be 80 degrees outside.
That's so true.
And he'd be like,
I'm freezing.
Oh,
gosh. Not quite it's 80 degrees.
It's down but to if 78 it's, right now.
If it's in the lower 60s.
Not me, baby. 60 degrees.
I'm like outside. Yeah.
Wind's blowing a little bit.
And the wind's blowing a little. Oh. I would like a.
Like, yeah.
Describes the perfect day.
And shorts. I love that kind of weather.
With
you
my
just
hoodie
want to wear.
I just want not even have to be a hoodie. Even if it's just like a little windbreaker or something.
That's mm-hmm. the thing though. You know is I mean? And I'm not even making fun of you. You genuinely like to wear.
Oh, I love jackets.
You like to wear jackets.
I have an obsession.
And that's nothing
with jackets.
I get it. I mean, it really is. It's nice to put a jacket on, but I have to be going to Alaska. Oh, I guess it's jacket weather today. It's 30 degrees below outside.
You know, this is a really nice segue, Segu, if you will.
Segu.
Into my number two slot, which is my rechargeable fan.
Oh
yeah.
Oh,
it's purple.
Oh, yes.
I bring it everywhere.
And she has a... I will say this. I really appreciate you. Because I sleep in the bunk in the RV, in the bottom bunk, and it does get hot down there because it's just kind of closed
too,
in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Not the engine, but
and so the air conditioner vents that are above me don't really reach all the way down there to the very bottom, and so when I'm down there, it does kind of get a little hot. So Autumn bought me this clip on. Plug it in fan.
That thing is strong.
It is very strong.
We all have one.
Don't
you have one back there too?
Thanks to you.
Carmen has one in the back. Autumn has one in her bunk up
top. Ours sits right up on top of the TV
because
the air which works great. I'm not complaining. It's really good, but it gets like to the edge of the bed, and I'm not a small guy, so it doesn't go over the heel. I am the heel,
and I'm like
it kind of just hits the heel, and I can feel it like on this. This is the part that gets cold to me. So that little thing.
Maybe we should switch spots.
I'm good.
No, you get up 100 times.
You're right. But that fan just does a little, picks it up and carries it, baby.
That's nice. It moves it to me. But it also, if Caleb tries to Dutch oven me up there, it does blow it directly into my nose.
That's disgusting.
And am I lying?
Nope.
No.
Olivia gets so mad.
It's horrible,
she's
too.
She's already sitting down there in the morning.
Especially if it's a little bit hot up there.
Oh. Autumn.
What?
You
have
disgusting.
Experienced it.
I mean,
this man.
Caleb's poots.
Poots.
Caleb's.
Listen,
Caleb,
there's something wrong.
We're getting off track here.
I don't care.
He has gastroparesis.
He does have a reason why they smell so bad.
But they have their own area codes.
I remember.
I'm just telling you. That fan does not help that. You think it would, but it like. Sir, never mind.
You know
anyway,
what's funny is
fans.
That's what and people think I'm joking when I go through these like church food lines. They're like, "You want some of those onions? Or you want?" I said, "No,
my
I
wife
don't.
Will
I
divorce
said,
me.
I would love them, but everybody else will hate me."
Mm-hmm. Y'all don't understand. I'm not trying to linger on this, but you really don't understand. We can move on.
So, speaking of fans, though, I did put that Autumn also bought me a fan.
See?
She finds them everywhere for real cheap, and she got them on her radar.
At the end of, like, the summer season, you can get those nice ones for, like, $3.
But I have this one she got that hangs around your neck, mm-hmm. and it points straight up at you. Not, like, not out this way. It hangs around your neck and points right up at you. And I used it in a concert recently on the stage.
Was it an outdoor concert?
Yes.
At least? Okay, good.
It was horrible. I was sweating so bad. I do sweat. A lot.
Yeah, but Carmen, you sweat when you start talking to people.
I like, do.
It could be 30 degrees outside. You start talking to somebody,
I
you start
could
sweating.
Have not sweated the whole concert miraculously, then go to the product table to, and I'm starting to talk to somebody, and I'm sweating. I'm
but like, is it because you get nervous?
Yep.
Have you always been like that?
Yep.
Okay. Interesting.
Very. You know, it's funny. You all talked about bringing your fans. My number two, thanks to Autumn.
Bless you.
God.
Sorry.
Bless you.
Olivia calls those dad sneezes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's customer
number two.
Yeah, go ahead.
My number two is a heating pad.
We are all so different. I hate that heating pad.
There are, well, because of my circulation, yeah. like my feet, if
it's
they get cold.
It's all about you.
All about Caleb.
I can't sleep. It's terrible. So, Mom just cranks the fan up so it'll be cold in the face. But, oh, I got my little heating pad. It's like 3 foot.
Do you turn that on even in the summer?
Yes, sometimes he does, and it's horrible.
If my
neuropathy.
Feet are hurting or whatever, that, oh, yeah.
It keeps him from being up all night
it
with
does.
His feet.
Yeah.
So,
really
I
does.
Get it, but also.
But there are some nights I'm like, please, feet, just feel a little warm because the rest of everything else is 100 degrees in here. So if it's super hot, no, I don't use it. But, I mean, like,
that thing
here
is
we're
like
rolling
this
into
big.
The fall. That thing is
we have
oh,
one
it's
at home
worth
too.
Its weight in gold. I love that thing.
All right.
Are we on the last one?
This
is his fourth
one.
And then it'll be our last, yeah.
Okay.
All right, so my fourth one is my Crocs.
Sorry.
All right, I was not a believer in Crocs for a long, long time.
You even made fun of friends with
I
Crocs.
Did, and then I bought a pair. Or actually, I didn't buy them. Carmen bought them for me.
This is a pattern.
Do you buy anything?
No, I don't.
Food.
So Carmen bought me a pair of Crocs. I
not
don't
anymore.
Even buy that anymore. Carmen bought me a pair of Crocs, and I started wearing them. The thing about Crocs is, for me, I have very narrow feet. So unless I put them in four-wheel drive, which means that you have the thing that goes around the back
sport
of your...
mode.
Unless I put them in four-wheel drive, they want to fall off my feet. Like, every step, they want to fall off my feet. But if I have them in four-wheel drive, they're awesome. And I really, really, really like them. And
do you wear
so
socks with them?
I You already know the answer to that question. You just wanted to ask me so I'd have to say yes.
It's just so nerdy. I love
it. I wear socks with them sometimes because, first of all, my feet sweat in them.
Yeah, and they're rubber.
And
I get that.
Second of all, you know, it like rubs your feet. It hurts kind of.
Get that staph infection on your foot.
Yeah, I got one, I think. And so, anyway, I love my Crocs. I use them as shower shoes, and then I, like, well...
That's probably why you got staph infection. You probably. Just keep wearing them after you get out of the shower. Okay. He does not have staph infection.
I might. I don't
yeah,
know.
I guess he could. I have a pair of Crocs, and I only wear them in my chicken coop.
But anyway... my Crocs, they go with me on every trip because, I, like, if we stop at a Love's truck stop and we go in and take a shower, I use them as shower shoes.
Yeah.
Caleb has a pair, too.
Oh, yeah. I have joined the team, and I feel free.
They're pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So my number one, and I know you've already said headphones.
Yeah.
But I need them for a different reason. I'm not a very light sleeper, but... getting to sleep, the conditions have to be perfect. And I have a loving, wonderful husband who snores.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
So loud. I can't handle it. I put the headphones in and I play white noise all night and it's like.
It is pretty relaxing.
Dude,
though.
I've like Pavloved myself into when I hear white noise, I'm like. I swear I'm not even joking. I'm not joking. They're actually at home. They died last night, and I about freaked out. Mm.
Die in the middle of the night?
Yeah.
Oh, sad.
So they're on the charger right now, too, as well as my Kindle.
Do you use those AirPods every night?
No. I have a cheap pair so that if they get lost or they get broken, it doesn't really matter that much. They don't have to sound good. They just need to be loud and cover up his snores, which white noise really does. And I can't just do like a white noise machine. Because I can still hear the snores. I can still see the, I'm about to get mad. Okay, in the RV, we sleep above the cab, and there's a little curtain that, you already know what I'm about to say, don't you?
I do too. I already know.
There's a curtain that closes, but you can't close it, or you don't feel the air, or you get trapped in there with noxious gas. However, there's also something else that I can't sleep with, and it's light. So I have, first of all, I do have an eye mask up there. I don't use it very often. But I could be almost asleep, and I'm like, why do I feel like I might be having a seizure? And it's because there's a light on the microwave that blinks every second, and it reflects off of the wall. I sleep with my body turned, Jacob. I sleep with my body turned towards the wall, and I can see through my eyelid the reflection.
Oh my gosh.
Am I lying? No. How many times have I been like, can you shut the curtain, please? Like 3 inches.
Oh, yeah.
Please, and for the love of God.
With that voice, too. Can you please shut the curtain?
And I'm so mad. And it's like 4 a.m. He's snoring. I'm hot.
No. What light?
There's a flashing light. And so it reflects off of the wall that I'm trying. And I literally can see it through my eyelids. And I try and try and try to go to sleep, and I cannot. And so I'm like, Caleb will be asleep, and I literally will fling my arm over and just hit. Will you please shut the curtain?
Would it tell you? Would it help you? Would it? Good Lord!
I think.
First of all, there is a display light on the air conditioner that you can turn off.
We shut that off.
Okay. But the microwave,
right?
Ahead.
You can't do anything about that. But you can take a piece of
electrical tape. That was my.
And
I was
cover
gonna
it
say.
Up.
Yeah.
I think that'll help you not be homicidal.
Gosh. It makes
or
me
suicidal.
Yeah. Well, I'm on Prozac now, so I'm not feeling those types of feelings no more.
I mean about the light.
Yeah. Well, that'll be a test this weekend. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, I'm bringing electrical tape.
Let me tell you, though, y'all probably didn't even know that.
I knew it.
I don't know what it is about that. Anyway.
I specifically bought a clock for the RV that had the light switch. You could turn it off.
For me?
Yeah.
See, they get me.
All right, so yours was headphones?
Specifically the little earbuds.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to say a small collection of tunic shirts.
I was going to say a small collection of Russian
Chinese
nesting
dolls. Russian nesting dolls.
No, like I have, 3-4 tunic tops that I wear in rotation, mm-hmm. pretty much. And so when we're packing, you do laundry, and we're gone for this many days, that's probably the four shirts I'm bringing.
Okay.
I was thinking earlier about, I was editing a YouTube video a couple nights ago, and I was like, all right, I was going through my little thumbnails, and I was like, crap, I can't figure out which one is the most recent one, because I keep wearing the same t-shirt over and over again. So I get that.
All right, Caleb.
I have two that I was thinking of. One is I always bring, if I don't have this, I even told Autumn we went to Vanderbilt and I didn't bring my personal pillow, my thick one.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't sleep with a crack. I was like,
I got you one for the RV though.
Yes, you did. So I leave that on the RV. I have one for the house, one for the RV.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I have stationary at both places is I have an extra long 10-foot charging cable that just goes for the RV and one for the house. Not because I have an obsession or anything, but because I have ADHD and I'm going to leave it.
Yeah.
So I just took it underneath my giant pillow. They go together. And then there you go. Every trip, it doesn't leave the RV. So,
well, you're not going to believe this, but I was actually going to say my pillow as well.
Yeah.
Well,
you mean my pillow.
What?
What?
That's uh-oh.
Oh, so it's the pillow Carmen bought you.
Like, no. I'm kidding. I didn't actually buy this one for him. I bought it for myself. We have matching pillows. And he cannot sleep without it, but I can sleep without it.
You look so genuinely confused.
I am.
So
I had no idea it wasn't mine.
You thought you had two?
Yeah, I thought I had one in the RV and one at home.
No, I just gave you mine to keep in the RV.
Oh, I am.
Oh, you didn't know that.
No.
I'm sorry.
I'm feigning so innocence. Sorry.
I'm fine. I really don't care. I can sleep without it, but I know you can't.
It's actually wet. Sorry.
So.
Sorry, Tib, if you're watching.
I just fall more and more in love with you all the time.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you. That's so kind, because I really can't sleep without it.
Mm-hmm.
I really can't. I'm a little bit bougie when it comes to pillows.
Not me, baby.
I have a Tempur-Pedic pillow. And when I was a kid, I used to sleep with a feather-ticked pillow. You ever slept on a feather-ticked pillow?
You know I would have a heat stroke if I slept on a feather-ticked pillow.
You know what? I think maybe it was guilt is why I gave you that pillow. Because
your guilt's been covered by grace, Carmen.
You know what happened to your feather tick pillow?
What?
Did you wash it or something?
No, I made him throw it away. It was nasty.
Ew.
It was very gross, and
I had slept on
it
since I was a child.
Y'all know that.
And I took it to college with me and everything. I slept on it my whole life.
Well, I noticed.
I'm sure your mom's like, she threw that pillow away. I'm sorry. I really am sorry.
I remember when before we got the RV and we were still using the van. Mm-hmm. You all would bring your pillows, and I thought, God, that's a lot of extra work. And then when I got older, I started thinking, God, I can't leave the house without my pillow.
Man, I got to have my pillow.
Like, they're geniuses this whole time.
And Carmen also bought me this thing that I plug in my bunk, and it's really cool because I've got this Apple Watch now that I've had it for a couple of years now, and I love
it. Can't hide money.
It was a Christmas gift.
Oh, my gosh. So.
Sorry, that was funny.
You're evil. So, I have this Apple Watch I've had for a couple years now, and I really love my watch because I can, you know, check the time, I can check the weather, I can check my messages, and, you know, so it's really nice to have.
Find your phone. That's what I use mine for.
That's what he does too.
So, but before I would have to like have one plug for my phone and one plug for my watch, and then stuff would get unplugged in the middle of the night. Sorry. So Carmen bought me this little block, and it
my mom bought you that. Sorry.
Well, I mean, you picked it out for her and told her what to buy.
Okay.
Again, with the theme of Carmen buying things that you love.
So it plugs into the wall right there in my bunk. And it has it has a watch charger.
Like a magnet on it.
Yeah, I can slip it over the block, and then I plug in my cord into the back of the block, and it'll charge my phone and my watch at the same time.
That's pretty awesome, actually.
It's really cool.
I like that.
So,
hey, you were talking about the sleep, by the way, with the lights flashing. And
I can't do it.
When we sleep at a truck stop, I hear rigs all night long. And
you know, you.
I don't give two.
Customer
crap.
Seven.
When my eyes
your shower is ready.
I don't even know I'm alive.
You know, you would not hear those things if you slept with headphones on.
I don't hear those things. That's the funny thing is once
like
I'm
you
gone.
You know that they're going on all night, but you just hear them before you go to
my
sleep.
My brain's like, oh, yeah.
Now, I will
out.
Say something I love. I don't love, excuse me, I have to burp. like repetitive noise. Not persistent noise, but repetitive noise, like any kind of knocking or rhythmic noise. I hate that. but I love a clock will send me into space.
Over the edge. That'll put me out in a coma.
Do y'all remember that Back to the Future movie? Remember?
Yes,
and he had
yes.
like the whole room full of clocks and they were all ticking at different.
Ain't no way.
It's like you're. Well.
But I love the generator hum. And it kind of.
It does.
It vibrates our bed a little bit. It's like, you know, like when you put a baby in one of those bouncy seats and you turn on and they're like conked out. Yeah. That's what I feel like.
It's
the generator,
true.
Like. I don't know.
Do you guys feel like you sleep good on the RV?
Oh, I sleep like a rock.
Yeah, I sleep like a rock on there. And it's fun. The only I lied. The generator, when I hear it going,
pass out. Good night.
It's cool. But then sometimes when it's hot and I hear the air conditioner kick on because it's trying to keep up, and I hear the generator go,
it's
in the
like
middle of the night. Then I'm awake going, God, please, just let it make it through the night. Please, Lord.
Don't let it turn off. Please. Don't let it turn
but
off.
Honestly.
It has.
I think there was only one time this summer that it kind of overheated while we were. And the cool thing about the generator that we have is that, like, if it gets too hot, it'll just automatically shut
right.
itself off.
Thank the
so,
Lord.
That is a blessing because it won't burn itself up.
Right, but I
but
do, yeah, as soon as it hits that high gear, my eyes crack open. I'm like. Everything cool? Yeah.
Literally.
Everybody, did you shut the air off? Somebody got the microwave on?
Oh, my gosh.
Now,
2
that's
o'clock
it,
in the
that
morning.
Is one thing.
And that, I need the power overnight so I don't die.
That's CPAP. Right. She's got a CPAP machine. Carmen has sleep apnea. So if the generator goes off in the middle of the night, she's like sucking dry air
you
out
know,
of that
I've
hose.
Actually, I've
well, I'm awake.
About that. If that ever happened, I would find a 110 outlet. I would run it through the kitchen
cord,
window. Into Carmen's thing, and then we'd all just have to sleep.
She could run it off the Jackery for a little while.
Yeah. Her dad got a Jackery, and Jackers it is
are,
the best.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
Emergency.
Well, listen, guys, so that
wait,
is
wait,
the...
Wait. I do have an honorable mention.
Oh,
honorable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's just my ball cap, because sometimes I don't want to take a shower. And my hair gets greasy in like 2 seconds, so... I
so
wear
what's
a,
your favorite cap that you have?
I have a Dolly Parton hat that's really deep. Like, the hat itself is really deep, and so it stays on my head in the wind or anything. And I really like it. I only paid, like, $15 for it at Dollywood.
Nothing to have.
It's
the
not
bill
even
is
really
like,
cute.
It just says Dolly on the on the front, and then the bill is, like, the coat of many colors.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. I really like that.
That's neat. Queen Dolly.
All hail.
All right, guys. Listen, thanks for tuning in.
Sorry wherever, for all the crunching tonight.
From wherever you're watching, but we had some great cheese.
We did not eat it
we
all.
We had some
but
crackers. We had some cherries.
Did anybody eat cherries besides me?
I did. I ate one.
I ate like 10.
Pistachios. And then we had a great conversation, right? Thanks for tuning in. Caleb?
Be sure to subscribe to our page if you haven't already and click the like button.
And click the
bell.
Little bell, notification bell.
Yeah, so... Mm-hmm. And if you're not following us over on our Facebook page, Phillips and Banks,
then you're fake.
Then you're fake. We got a lot of stuff going on over there, too, that is not the same content as here. We have a lot more music and things that go on over there. So check out our Facebook page. We go live on Tuesday night, 7:30. So check that out. And then you can check out our website at
PhillipsandBanks.com. If you have any interest in our ministry at all, if you want to learn more about who we are, about... anything about our group, it's at PhillipsandBanks.com. Also would encourage you, if you are just now kind of starting to follow us on our YouTube page, I would encourage you to go back and watch the episode that's titled Origin Stories.
Yeah.
Because I think that really gives you a good idea of who we are, what we do, and why we do it. So we love y'all. We're out like Meemaw's teeth. Bye-bye.
Bye.